rear cock diesel. But cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, bust another round. The rhythm is in sync. The rhymes are on time.
Hello, 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 and what's going on tonight, my ladies and gentlemen friends? You're on My Two Cents with your host, Captain Quality. And yes, that is the same Captain Quality from last year's hit radio show, Across the Field with Captain Quality. You're tuning in, it's 8 p.m. Wednesday night at radio.dominican.edu. Now again, my name is Captain Quality. You may be recognizing from my old show last year, number one hit show on Wednesday nights. Across the Field, where I discussed MCA lacrosse, the other lacrosse league, and talked about Dominican lacrosse and some of the big name schools that play in the MCLA lacrosse league. This year it's going to be a little different. You are now tuning into My Two Cents, where I, Captain Quality, discuss topics upon my choosing, topics that relate to today's, you know, society. And just, I mean, I give my little two cents in there. I toss in a little Captain Quality charm, as you all know and love, and my loyal fans and listeners. And I just like to keep you tuned into that. I felt that the end of last year, I started doing more and more, you know, improv, like off the wall type stuff towards the end of my Across the Field show. And I felt like this year I could base my show around, you know, talking more about, you know, current events, current topics, tossing in my opinions. And not all of it's going to be funny. I could toss in also a bunch of serious opinions on what we have going on around the world and America and, you know, just anything really. It's all stuff that we know and love. And just right now, I want to talk about the name Two Cents. Now, I'm sure everyone hears the term, you know, oh, they toss in your two cents. Well, for me growing up, I was always what my teachers, coaches, parents called a smartass, meaning that I always had a comment to say at the end of every sentence someone else said. And my dad, I could always remember my dad, you know, if I got in a fight with my mom or my brother, or even him or just someone, he'd be like, you know, like, damn it, Brett, like, why are you always tossing your two cents after every sentence? Or like, my teacher, like, probably every teacher I've ever had all throughout, you know, middle school and high school that I didn't like, and I'd just, you know, become a smartass with them. I'd be like, oh, yeah, like, what's up, Miss Nature Man? Like, a little homework tonight? I don't want to do it at all. Like, something stupid like that. I mean, that's just a terrible example, obviously, but, I mean, something dumb like that. I'd be, like, 13 years old. She'd be like, oh, Brett, like, you want to toss in your two cents in there? Like, blah, blah, blah. And just, it's always kind of something that always reoccurred to me, or I'd make some smartass comment to a lacrosse coach. And he'd say, hey, Brett, you know the two cents gets you? An extra lap. And I'd take a lap. Like, it's just one of those things, like, oh, it's just always kind of recurring for me, which always, I mean, not a good thing necessarily, but it's kind of given me something to live my life by. Like, of course, I'm not a terrible person. Like, I just like to have my own, do my own thing, have a little fun. And I've always had that recurring situation of, like, hey, like, Brett Davis, he's going to add in his two cents, you know, classic Captain Quality. And it just happens, you know. It's not really a big deal. It happens, like, you know, what's going to happen? So I chose that name based on, like, hey, I can talk about what I want to talk about. And I love talking. I can talk to myself for probably hours on end. I mean, whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing is up to you. But, I mean, you're the one that's listening to me talk to myself. So, I mean, we're kind of talking to you, but I can't hear you. So that's kind of a little background on how I chose the name My Two Cents. If you see, check out my graphic on radio.dominican.edu, you see a well-done, well-photoshopped, illustrated picture of myself in what appears to be a bronze circle, perfectly illustrated by yours truly, as the Lincoln Penny featuring My Two Cents Wednesday nights from 8 to 9. Took me a really long time to do it. I worked really hard on it. The graphic's pretty tight. Last year's graphic, if anyone remembers, is just the lacrosse field picture, which I didn't take. And everyone always asked me, hey, like, do you take that picture on your graphic for the lacrosse show? Like, that's pretty cool. I'm like, nah, I was just off Google Images. Just did some little word art and typed in on the field with Captain Quality. And that's all I had on it. No time slot, no radio.dominican.edu. And no one really talked to me about it. You know, usually my teacher, my instructor is like, oh, hey, you got to put this stuff on it. But I just think he was kind of like, no, it's Brett. Like, let's let him do his thing. So it's kind of what happens. But yeah, really stoked about this new show. Talk about my personal interests and what the show is going to be about. It's just all kind of what's going on for the rest of the semester and for the rest of the fall. And you guys should all be pretty stoked about it. Tell your friends, like, it's Captain Quality. Like, he's kind of a big name around the campus here at Dominican University on the internet radio waves. And we're here to have a lot of fun, quite honestly. So a little bit of background about me. I'm a college athlete. I am born and raised in Los Angeles, California. Used to live in Maine briefly. I used to also go to school in Maine. I went to Thomas College in Waterville, Maine, played lacrosse there, Division III, you know, so it's whatever. But, I mean, I had a blast there. I decided to move back after a semester because I just felt like Central Maine wasn't really for me. But it's whatever. I'm here now, here at Dominican University, loving life. And quite honestly, I wouldn't really want to be anywhere else. I get to do this show. I get to just do my pursue my passions. And I mean, I play lacrosse on a really good team. I get to meet a lot of great people. And I just have a blast overall. I mean, nothing against, you know, Central Maine at all. I know I talked about Central Maine a lot on my lacrosse show last year, but it's just, it's a little background about me. I'm a big time lacrosse guy. I love comedy, love big movie guys. So definitely throughout the rest of the year, you're going to see me talking about, or hear me talking about, I should say, plenty of new movies and just new stuff that's coming out, new TV shows. I mean, tonight, the new South Park's coming on, so I'm definitely super stoked about that. Anyone caught the last week's South Park episode? I mean, they went this new direction with it, and I don't really know what's going on about it, but I'm digging it. It's still funny. You know, Cartman's still Cartman. The characters are still the same, almost. Just a new kind of just setting, if you will, for the show itself. But tonight, I'm stoked to watch that the second I get back from the show. It's going to be pretty funny, I'm hoping. They're doing a lot of relating. They're actually relating to the current events that's happening right now, just like I'm trying to do myself. You know, the whole, and tonight we're talking about, you know, Colin Kaepernick, you know, kneeling to the national anthem. We got this new story on In-N-Out and veggie burgers, you know, believe it or not. We have a couple of female athletes coming to talk about women's sports and equality and, you know, equal pay among female sports and just how that's been happening and just how that's a big controversy, especially recently now. And then possibly we might be talking about some fantasy and football with Dominican's very own Alex Goskell. So stay tuned. Fingers crossed for that one. Call him the meathead on campus. Super cool dude. Loves his fantasy football and his gym time. But back to it. So the first topic I have right now is Colin Kaepernick kneeling to the national anthem. And it's kind of a touchy subject that's going on right now. The last couple of years, the whole, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement has been one that's always struck us as a country. And it's Colin Kaepernick, you know, for those of you who don't know, and I can't assume why you wouldn't exactly know who he is, but, you know, no harm, no foul. Colin Kaepernick is the backup quarterback on the San Francisco 49ers. And about 4 weeks ago, during a preseason football game, he decided to take a knee during the national anthem. And it really strung up a lot of controversy because people were saying, you know, why is this, you know, professional football player taking a knee? It's a national anthem. It's a time where we show respect for our country. It's a time where we're here to, like, you know, take that moment to, you know, respect who's fought for our country, who's died for our country, and our country history. And I think that's the problem that's getting a lot of people is the country history. Obviously, towards the members of the African-American race, the country history has not been pleasant. And right now I have with me DJ Royal to just kind of give her two cents on the whole Colin Kaepernick story. DJ Roy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I can't complain. I'm just doing my thing right now. So you've heard the Colin Kaepernick story, you know, the kneeling during the national anthem. And, I mean, obviously this isn't like I'm going to discourage you for whatever you think. This is more of like, I want multiple views on it just because, like, we all have our opinions on it. And it's just one of those topics where, like, he's standing up because he's saying, he's doing it because he claims that what's going on in this country with police brutality and racism, he's just too out of hand that he feels like he needs to do this protest in order to, you know, get his point across. Whether or not that's the right way to do it, you know, it's not up to me. But I mean, if you do have your own little views on it, like, what you as, if you don't mind me saying, an African American woman, like, what is your kind of view on this and the whole Black Lives Matter movement as a whole?
Well, okay, so I'm not totally knowledgeable fact by fact on the Colin Kaepernick case, but I do think that with issues like this, especially racism, it's definitely good to have your own opinion on it. And I think that he's doing what he feels best represents his race and, you know, maybe like what he feels is the best way to go about protesting and standing up for a cause he believes in for his own race. But I definitely think that it's very individual based. And as far as the Black Lives Matter movement goes, you know, I'm in full support of it, but I do think that there's definitely boundaries within everything like that.
Well, just piggybacking off what you're saying, yeah. I definitely agree with, you know, there's definitely some stuff going on with, you know, police brutality and race, and it's taken a while for us to kind of realize that. Not trying to point out every single case that's happened just because, you know, we don't have the time. We could do a whole show on that, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just some of this. I mean, you see these things, and it's sad to see, you know, like, an innocent person just, like, being shot or killed just because some cop wants to assert, you know, his or her power over someone else. It's just kind of, that's the messed up thing here. Whether or not it's necessarily race, I mean, obviously some of it is racially, like, you know, inept. Like, people are doing it because of a certain race. But I think, in my opinion, I feel like some of the cases, not all of them, of course, have been just because some cop who wasn't obviously, you know, fit to be in that position of power, was just trying to exercise and just abuse that power and just do something really stupid, almost like very just like, part of my French, just a very dickhead idea almost to do to someone else, and just it just goes bad. And just, there's no need for it. Do you kind of agree with that or no?
Yeah, I think that at the end of the day, there's always two sides to every story,
and then, of course, like not justifying the action at all.
No, yeah,
like, yeah, well, no, I'm just getting that across. It's like to everyone.
I agree,
not justifying like, oh hey, like it's he shot like someone's dead, like that's okay. Like no, obviously that's not like a good thing. Like
yeah, I agree with you. I think that there's definitely cases that we've seen over the past couple of years, especially of, you know, elevated violence. And I think that, you know, a lot of the cases can be attributed to racism. But on the other hand, I also think that there's a lot of situations that happen in life that just, you know, they don't work out and they're unfortunate. And, you know, it's very tragic that someone lost their life because of a mistake. But I also think that there's a lot of mistakes. And being, you know, of African-American descent, but also having a father in law enforcement, I think that I kind of have an interesting perspective, because while I do...
If you don't mind me asking, is your... you are half African-American?
Yes,
half
yeah.
White. Like, I myself am half white, half Mexican.
Yeah.
We both have these solid perspectives on it. So is your father of African-American or your mother?
It's my father.
Okay, just...
Yeah,
yeah, and that's so you're comfortable.
My mom's Caucasian. That. And... I think I definitely have a unique perspective on it, because while do support, you know, the Black Lives Matter, and I think that it's wrong, you know, racism is wrong, and it definitely hits home.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, the Blue Lives Matter thing too also hits home for me too, because
your father's he's a police officer.
And he's also African American, so it's definitely like it's a sensitive subject, just because I support both. And I think that I'm definitely, I'm on the line of racism is wrong, but at the same time, you can't go around assuming that every single thing that, you know, a police officer does is racism.
It's due to racism. You could just be someone who's breaking the law.
Yeah.
Who happened to be African-American.
Yeah, just like, because, yeah.
I've gotten pulled over before, and it's not because I've got a Mexico sticker on the back of my car.
Like, yeah.
I made that wrong turn or something. Like,
I definitely think that people, if you put yourself in a situation where, you know, you're doing the wrong things and... you're not, you know, doing what's right, and you know that you're in the wrong, and you know that there's a chance that you could get pulled over or like be stopped or just be questioned for what you're doing, then that's really on you. And no, you don't deserve to lose your life, but
no,
it's not us versus them. I disagree.
It shouldn't be.
And
I feel like
them,
too many people, like again, not generalizing anyone, but I see a lot of social media outrage.
Yeah, there's a lot of
people are starting to get more separated by, you know, social status and or race, which is really the last thing like we need, like as America, that's the last thing we really need, some sort of racial separation. And I just see a lot of like, you know, anti-white, just like maybe, I mean, I guess that's the only way to put it, just like, you know, a cop, like if the cops this, like white people this, it's just like,
I think there's a big divide.
Yeah,
but I think that's like you said,
that's
it's
a little extreme almost.
Like,
yeah,
yeah,
it's a little extreme to be like
generating
out, like pointing out a race itself, just because, I mean, yes, of course, like what's happening with the African-American community and like the cop police brutality, like that can't go unsung, and I'm not saying it should be, you know, shouldn't go unsung at all, but what we the way to react to it is to not, you know, generalize every cop, generalize every person who's, you know, not a darker skin color.
Exactly. I think people, you know, are fed up,
yeah,
and they're trying to find some sort of solace in the fact that they can like blame someone else for what's going on. And I think that that's why they blanket
it
over, you know,
that's a really good way to put
cops
it, actually,
versus,
yeah,
you know, the African-American community, which I think that it's a sad viewpoint, and it's almost an ignorant viewpoint, just because, you know, again, for me, it's like my dad is black and he is a cop. So it's like,
so you have the whole Blue Lives and Black Lives Matters thing.
Yeah. I think,
so people have said,
I think it's the All Lives Matter.
Exactly. I was just going to ask you, what's your view on the All Lives Matter? Because some people say, oh, no, All Lives Matter shouldn't count. I feel specifically, I always felt like, you know, what's necessarily wrong with saying All Lives Matter? I'm not saying that Black Lives don't matter.
Yeah. By
saying
All Lives Matter,
as America,
we're
like,
including
like
everyone.
America, like people try, I think what too many people do is associate being American with being white.
Yeah, I think there's definitely, you know,
and
it's like
America,
Western
like
culture,
were,
white
where
culture.
Were you, like, you know, where were you born? Like, you know,
I was born in California.
California.
In San Francisco,
so, like,
actually.
Yeah, so you mean, of course, so you're born in Northern California, like you're American, but like, yeah, your skin color, you know, is darker than somewhere else, but like, who can also be American? I feel like too much times now, yeah, again, people are associating being American with being of white, you know, skin pigmentation, of being Caucasian. I think, feel like that's the wrong way to look at it, just because, like, we're a very unique country, we're a young country, but we're also just extremely diverse, you know?
Yeah, I think in a way we've kind of taken a step back. We've kind of gone away from the whole melting pot
I think so,
thing,
and right.
Now everyone's kind of against everyone, and, you know, the stereotypes have resurfaced, and I think that that's, it's not, we're not progressing.
No, you're completely, you're 1,000% right. I think you're 1,000% right. No, that's completely true. Like, we're, yeah, we're taking,
we've almost gone back in time.
We have been. And, like,
that's how I, like,
but so I feel like it's almost, people are just, like, they're trying to bring it to back in time. Like, I see a lot of, like, the other day, the Colin Kaepernick situation, the first NFL football game was taking place on 9/11. So he kneeled. And 9/11, of course, throughout America, is one of the biggest tragedies, you know, in American history recently. Huge deal, you know, of, you know, terrible incident, terrible tragedy. And, you know, people were bringing up 9/11, and then there was comments by members of, you know, social media, Black Lives Matter, saying, oh, white people can't get over one day, but black people can't get over, then they expect us to get over 200 years of, like, you know, oppression from slavery.
Yeah.
But the thing with that is, I kind of looked at that, like, that's not really a fair statement to make, because 9/11 wasn't a white-targeted, you know, terrorist. It wasn't targeted towards white. It was targeted towards America.
No, I agree, yeah. It was targeted, it was a modern tragedy, like a modern terrorist
attack.
Of course,
yeah.
You know, like, attacking Americans in general, and I think it was attacking the fact that we are such a progressive country for the most part,
so.
And
yeah,
we are
exactly.
Such a melting pot, and we are so diverse. It was attack on that, and I think I agree with you. For people to try to compare that to,
slavery,
like,
it's like, just because we celebrate 9/11 doesn't mean we're not going to, like. It's not like we're in favor of slavery because we're celebrating 9/11.
Exactly.
It's like
we are.
That statement being said, they're trying to, like, kind of correlate the two almost. I'm just like, well, how can you correlate the two? I mean, I'm sure there was, I mean, I'm sure there was people working in the towers that happened to be African-American and happened to be Asian or Hispanic.
Yeah, it
wasn't an attack on
even
white
on the
people.
Planes as well, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a white person attack. It was more like, we're doing a terrorist attack.
It's like we're attacking America as a country.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, but America's just
which
not,
will affect millions of people no matter where they're from.
I just certain, you know, post I saw, I just kind of, like, it's one of those things with, yeah, I don't really have a huge, you know, militaristic background. I can't say, I grew up in a very Hispanically dominated area and a very Hispanic family, so I can't say, you know, too much on behalf of, you know, military and, like, the national anthem and too much, but I've got very good friends and teammates who have served for the country, one white and one African-American, who are both, you know, strongly against the Colin Kaepernick kneeling down. And one of my teammates, Purple Heart, I don't want to use any names, he awarded the Purple Heart for, you know, getting wounded in battle. And it's just, I feel like you got to look at that perspective of someone who's, you know, and who's gone out to fight for his country. I mean, he's not making 114 mil like Colin Kaepernick is.
Exactly.
And he's doing it for himself to go out, I mean, for our country. And again, I feel like it's unfair to, like, poo-poo, you know, part, I mean, in layman's terms, on that kind of situation, because you got people that, of all races, it's not like every white, like, pardon my stereotypical, but it's not like people think every, like, southern white person's going to fight for the army. That's not the case. Like,
yeah.
People of all over are going to go fight for the army and they fight for the country of all races. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, you're kind of, even if you're trying to make a statement about, you know, police brutality, but, like, there's not just white cops, there's not just white, you know, members of the military.
Exactly. And I definitely do think it's definitely a time and place thing. And I don't know too much about, heard about it, but
he's just doing the knee thing to stay, like, hey, like, our country's messed up. Like, this is my way of saying, I don't like it. I'm not showing my support for, you know, national anthem, like, as a symbol of, like, America itself, because he feels it's in such terrible turmoil.
I agree in a sense with, you know, he is entitled to do, you know, whatever he feels is necessary to prove a point. But I also do think with his position, you know, in the NFL and kind of where he's at, as far as I know, I'm not too knowledgeable again.
Of course, yeah, he's just
but
a, he's,
he,
yeah.
It's a publicity stunt. And I think, the two
you're
are 1,000%
unrelated. Right. I think,
like,
yeah,
kneeling, you know, during the national anthem in honor of 9/11, I believe it was.
He was doing it 2 weeks before during preseason.
Or
and
2 weeks
the first,
before, yeah.
Then the first game, he's been doing it since then. And the first opening game for football was on 9/11.
Yeah, I think that's just, it's wrong. And I don't want to get too into it, but
you're fine.
I think the two are unrelated. And
like,
there's a time and place to stand up for your race and what's going on with police.
And I was actually
going to
bring something up about that, because the fact that you were not even, you're not a huge football girl.
I watch it here and there.
Yeah, that's fine. But the fact that you brought up that point, you know, the two are unrelated, a publicity stunt, as someone who watches and knows football, that's exactly what he did. You know, he's now the backup quarterback. You know, his time and place was back in 2013 when they almost won a Super Bowl. And he's the backup. No one was paying attention to him. He just kind of got written off. And no new. I mean, he used to be on covers of magazines and articles. And before this situation, the name Colin Kaepernick wasn't household anymore. It wasn't even on talks of anyone's radar.
Yeah,
it was
kind of off the map.
You're exactly right. And I was going to bring that up before you mentioned the publicity stunt. And it was off the map completely. And now he kneels down, and every single news station for the last 4 weeks, whether it's CNN or Fox or ESPN, like everyone's saying
his
name Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, it's out there. You know, I got
he hasn't played a single,
on my phone, and I'm like, oh, I haven't heard about Kaepernick in a minute. So
exactly, true. Like every social media outlet, it's got Colin Kaepernick, something about him, something he said. Like this person doesn't agree with him, this person does, and that all now his name's back on. He's back on track. Whether he's not playing, still, he's still the backup to Blaine Gabbert. But he's. I feel like it's easy for him to do something like this and make these statements, as he's got one of the more glamorous. I mean, again, not to say he didn't work hard to become a professional athlete. That's obviously a lot of hard work. But he's a backup quarterback, and backup quarterbacks, unless their starter gets hurt, they're just kind of sitting back and just hanging out. It's one of the more it's a pretty sweet little job. And because he used to be the starter, he's collecting not backup money. He's collecting like star player, franchise player money. I mean, how many jobs can you do that?
Exactly.
And make, you know, $100 million plus.
That's why I think he meant well, and maybe his intentions were good.
No, of course,
but
yeah.
The way in which he went about it, it's like you can't really expect people to, you know, receive your message well if you're doing it under those circumstances. And, you know, everyone knows that he's like a multi-million billionaire athlete, you know,
of course,
whatever
he's
it is.
Pro athlete, pro football player. Yeah,
and by doing something like that in his position, and everyone kind of knowing that maybe he's like, you know, grabbing at straws to try and get more attention or
it'd be hard for him to say it's not a factor.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
he could
totally be in favor of the Black Lives Matter. The only thing could mean a bunch to him, sure. Like, I'm not saying it's not and that he's faking it, but for him to say this wasn't a complete publicity thing would just baffle me completely.
Yeah, I think there has to be truth in the fact that he was doing it, you know, for publicity, and his motivations weren't necessarily in full support of Black Lives Matter, and it was more so like, what can I do to kind of get a rise out of people?
No, I'm glad you say. I'm not glad you hear you say that, just because like I think it's a situation, but like I mean, I'm definitely again going back to it in favor of the All Lives Matter movement. And just one really quick while I have you here, last little pigment on this little section, the term white privilege. Now I know we had a couple DJs last night talk about, you know, their views on the white privilege factor in the game.
Yeah, I know there's kind of a touchy subject.
No, of course. No, yeah, I heard all about it. I know I hear a lot of people go off about the white privilege, especially now that they compare, a Black Lives Matter situation, you know, with Brock Turner, the Stanford, the rapist from Stanford. And of course, it's just one situation. But do you have kind of an input on the whole term of white privilege and how like someone who's white could easily take? I mean, you of course being half white. Obviously, your skin. Obviously, looking at you, you wouldn't think, oh, hey, this is a Caucasian. Lady,
yeah.
Of course, but you having that, you know, a white mother, and you hear this term, you know, white privilege.
I think, you know, again, it's kind of a sensitive subject.
No, it definitely is.
It definitely.
I think it's a problem too. Too many people are too sensitive, though.
You know, the term was created because there is some truth behind it. But I think, with you know the idea of white privilege, I think it's more about, you know, how our society has progressed. And if you look back historically and, like, you know, speaking, like, you know, historically, it's...
No, of course, yeah.
You know, there was white privilege, you know, back in the day. And that was definitely, like, something that kind of was the dominant thing. And, you know, the white people were, you know, in charge.
No, of course, yeah. Completely
right. And they,
irrelevant.
You know, had the money,
they had the homes. Yeah,
yeah.
Every TV show, the white guy was in charge. Of course, that's how it was, though. The white character was maybe like the boss or this or whatever in the TV show. And you see an African-American character, and he's maybe like the elevator guy, or like he's collecting tickets on the train or something like that.
Yeah, the white people are definitely like,
it was definitely
normalized.
More, the rules in society were definitely, you know, a lot switched.
Normal Americans.
Yeah,
and everyone else just kind of like took a secondary position.
And that's the time and place where America was more considered, you know, white America. That's, yes. I feel like that's the, and that's what people are trying to view America now as. And it's just, it's too hard to do that. I feel like you can't.
Yeah, I think the game has changed. And
there's a black president right now.
Yeah, exactly.
We got a black president.
The idea of white privilege,
8 years.
Though it can still hold true in certain
situations.
No,
I can't say it's not. Obviously, white privilege, affirmative action, like those are still things that exist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's definitely, you know, we're in 2016. It's still happening. You know, with racism in general. But I think that definitely. Nowadays, if you can prove yourself as a person and as an individual and really just like work hard and do what you
need
to
do.
Your
character.
Yeah, it's about your character.
Race,
it's about what you have to offer.
Of course.
And, you know, here and there, maybe about race, and race may be a factor. And, you know, some people have kind of just like this unconscious, you know, bias towards certain,
yeah, it's gonna happen.
You know, stereotypes and like different races. But I think that for the most part nowadays, the idea of white privilege has kind of, it's kind of dissipated. It's kind of dissolved. I think in certain cases, it may still be there. But I definitely think that it's more nowadays about who you are and what you have to offer.
That's where it should be, yeah.
If you are qualified and you're a good person and you know, have all these great things, and you said, and you're like a dynamic, unique person, then race shouldn't matter, and you should be able to like overshine your race. And that shouldn't be, instead of carrying yourself in a way where race is the first thing that someone kind of like perceives about you, it should be like your character and who you are, your personality, your skills, your talents. And I think if you're able to do that and kind of let that go individually, then you'll help other people do that, where they don't see you for your race, but they see you for who,
just
you,
who
are
you are. Yeah, just, yeah, you see you for DJ Roy. Like, they see, hey, it's,
yeah,
Captain,
they see,
quality,
hey, it's
like,
Captain,
like,
Quality.
It's Captain Quality. No, yeah, and of course, like, hey, like, that's that person. I think I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'd like to thank you again for coming on and talking about this. I know that, like, couple of these things were definitely, they're sensitive subjects, and they need to be taken, you know, seriously, and I appreciate your professionalism.
Yeah,
and
thank
guys,
you so much
catch
for
DJ,
having
no,
me.
Of course, thanks for coming on. And guys, catch DJ Royal's show right before mine, Wednesday nights from 7 to 8.
There you have it.
On Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. We're going to take a quick fiver for a sec. Tune in shortly. We're going to have DJ Gaines and DJ Beefcake talk about women's equality in sports. Be there soon.
Looking for someone, never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. Someone who will promise never to part. Someone to close his eyes for you. Someone to close his heart. Someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, no, no. It ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for.
Hello, 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 and welcome back. We are now with My Two Cents with your host, Captain Quality. I'm tuning in with our next topic, female equality in sports and how we perceive it and what's wrong with it nowadays. So with me, I have DJ Gaines. You may know her from her hit TV show.
Hey, this is DJ Gaines.
Radio show. Could you imagine TV show?
Tune in to my show Tuesdays, 2 to 3. It's Fresh Take.
Fresh Take. There we go. Really cool graphic. You know, some C4 says DJ Gaines on it. She did a really good job on it.
Thank you.
I got DJ Beefcake.
Hey guys, I'm DJ Beefcake. My show's on Tuesday at 3 to 4, right after DJ Gaines. And after me is DJ Duncan. Also tune in for that.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? Yeah, that's my show.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? DJ Beefcake.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. No, it's hysterical, really. Like, it's
Thank you.
Okay, so anyway, I got two young female athletes on here. Like, they're chilling. And you know, we're just hanging out here. And right now the topic we have, right, I mean, we're going to talk about, I hope you guys are cool with it, is, you know, women's sports inequality. And of course, over recent years, the women, and particularly in American sports, have, kind of, especially now women's soccer, women's basketball, two of the bigger ones, discussing, hey, like, we do just as well as the men's team, or better in the women's soccer case. You know, why do we get paid so much less, or why are our games not as much recognized as the men's soccer team? Despite the fact that we do significantly better than them in, you know, World Cup, Olympics, etc. And I think it's good to have a female athlete perspective on that. And this past summer, as a matter of fact, Breonna Stewart, for those of you who don't know, was a four-time super athlete, NCAA champion, Connecticut, a UConn Husky superstar. And she was the first pick in the WNBA draft, and she's on the Seattle Storm, a really great, fantastic basketball player. And she won an ESPY this past summer as a best female athlete. And she quoted, you know, during my time in college, I received an enormous amount of media attention. I'm grateful for that. And now I'm in the WNBA playing with other amazing female athletes. And then she just basically recognizes that, okay, she's a female athlete and that equality takes them as a league to kind of bring it together, because just like in soccer, I'm definitely positive the WNBA does not get the same kind of recognition that an NBA game would. And I know for a fact that those WNBA players aren't getting anywhere near as close, as much money as, you know, a professional NBA player does. Now, you two student athletes, a volleyball team, would you guys have any kind of views on that? Like, as female athletes, I'm sure in high school you two played at schools where there was, you know, male and female sports, or mm-hmm. had brother or sister schools where the male sports, despite how good they were, maybe got more attention. Now, do you guys have any background on that at all?
Well, ironically, I went to an all-girls school, didn't really have that problem. But we were all hype in sports. And it's interesting you mentioned the Olympics, because I remember watching this year, and there are two things that I noticed. One, specifically with the Olympics, when they were talking about the female athletes, they would often comment on their appearance, as Gabby Douglas. They would comment on if her hair was tucked in all the way. They wouldn't actually comment.
But from gymnastics, though, I'm pretty sure, isn't that not a factor almost? Or is it, like, I thought for gymnastics, there was a weird little presentation.
Presentation is definitely a factor, but the fact that they were commenting on more of the fact that her hair wasn't tucked into her bun rather than the skill she was actually performing, which, as opposed to what men do.
Really good athlete. I mean,
absolutely.
Gabby
She's
Douglas,
an amazing
Oak Park
athlete.
High School, SoCal, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. The other thing I thought was interesting was there was this one swimmer from another country, and her husband was her coach. You probably saw us on Twitter, and her husband was cheering.
I didn't see this one, actually.
Yeah, her husband was like cheering in the stands and coaching her on. He was going crazy. But
that's
all
awesome,
yeah. Yeah, and she actually medaled. But the whole story in the tabloids was literally how she was the coach by her husband, and her husband made her this Olympian. And the story was based like him, what he
really?
Made her into. Yeah.
That's interesting, actually.
It's very interesting. So that was a little outrageous. And the last thing I noticed from the women's soccer thing was that Hope Solo actually just got suspended a couple of months ago.
I just
saw
that, yeah, for the whole domestic abuse.
Yeah, and there was some controversy over that, because a male probably wouldn't have been suspended for the same aggressive behavior, but the fact that she was a female and she's in the public eye made it a lot more public.
The situation with her is obviously, yes, the domestic abuse, huge issue, shouldn't happen if she's a female, but I mean, still domestic abuse. I think the difference with her is that I definitely was not in favor of the fact that she got suspended at all for the domestic abuse or for whatever, or not even for the domestic abuse part. It was more like, hey, like, I bashed on Sweden. Like, that was basically, it wasn't even the domestic abuse thing. It was more like, hey, like, Sweden, like, she said those things about Sweden.
Just a comment, yeah.
She made some comments about Sweden. I feel like in her situation, I mean, I would have made the exact same comments, if not worse, just out of anger. Just because, like, okay, you don't interview, it's hard to interview someone, you know, minutes after a heartbreaking loss like that and expect them not to be, say something, like, I mean, I've been angry after a tough loss or something. I'll say the most outrageous things. Or
it wasn't even derogatory or anything. It was just something about, like, who had more heart.
It's not like, It's not like she wasn't saying, hey, Sweden, like, you guys suck. Like, you know, no, it's true. It's true. She wasn't bashing on Sweden and saying, hey, like, you Swedes, get out of here. Like, Olympics don't want you. No, it wasn't the case. It was like, hey, like, my team, like, I definitely thought we were the better team. Like, it just, but I mean, obviously, they can't change the scoreboard. I mean, I feel like she, like, recognized that. And it's just, and she was upset. Like, that's what happens. And then she did, I mean, I don't think the suspension at all was fair. And I'm not sure who's in charge of the suspension, whether it's, like, a coach or men or women at all. I'm not sure who's in charge of that, but I know that there's been situations in the NFL with comments or NBA, and they don't receive the exact same punishment, but different scenario. Like, there's no, if she's playing on the U.S. Olympics team, and there's not, like, you know, there's like the NFL Olympic team. Mm-hmm. So I know then the two scenarios right there with an NFL player, they would get like some maybe a possible team suspension or like a fine or something, because they only have all that money that the female athletes aren't getting. They can, then a $25,000 fine to them is, you know, it's chump change.
Right.
It's like, you get, it's someone goes over to, you know, WNBA, Brittany Griner, a $25,000 fine. I mean, I'm sure she's making a good amount of money in the WNBA center, but it's not as much of a, it's a bigger deal for her than it would be for, you know, say, like, you know, Dwight Howard, you know, center in the NBA, because he's got all these millions. It's just one of those things where, like, the punishment shouldn't be different based on gender, I feel like. Just because, yeah, what happens to her, like, that's devastating for her. She's worked her whole life to be a star soccer player, and she's led that team to so many great things, and now she's,
and one comment just threw her back.
One angry comment just kind of throws her back. I feel like that's definitely has to do with her gender. I feel like it's just more like, you know, because she's a woman, she said all these things, and, like, you know, because, I mean, people try to say, oh yeah, like, she deserved it because of her whole domestic abuse thing, and for you to correlate those two things, I feel like, is just, you know, it's just wrong in my opinion, because they don't make sense. And it's like, making a comment after a game is just, I mean, not, yeah, again, not justifying the domestic abuse thing at all, but making a comment after a game like that, like, that's, you know, as athletes, that's just what, it's what happens.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep your cool every single time. Now, I mean, do you guys know, in terms of, like, female athlete recognition and, like, sports recognition, do you guys feel like you have any controversies with that, being women's volleyball players? And you can both talk about it.
Being recognized as an athlete?
Well, it's, like, not even as an athlete. It's like, you know, I've heard athletes at our, just at our school and other schools in general saying, hey, like, we're the girls' soccer team, and, like, no one comes to our games, exactly, even though we win more games than the men's soccer team.
Yeah, that is
so
true.
On and so forth. And, like, what's your kind of call on that? Like, you know, obviously, it's not a fair thing at all. It's not fair to the female athletes. But in terms of, like, what people come out to see and what people want to see, like, do you think that should be changed? Like, what's your view on that almost? Like,
it's a little different being a volleyball
at a school, at a school without a men's volleyball team.
Exactly. Yeah. It's hard to pitch that. But I can see coming from, because I used to play soccer.
Okay.
And being a female soccer athlete at tournaments, literally no one will show up. No one wants to go and watch women's soccer. Even your friends will make little comments like, who wants to watch a women's soccer game? Hear, who tunes in? You're watching the WNBA on TV? What? That's weird. You don't hear anything about that, and I think it's kind of sad, too.
That's really funny. I mean, that's funny. It's like, I laugh at it, but it's
sad.
It's true.
If you're in their shoes, like, you worked so hard to be in the WNBA, and you feel like
you're still a pro athlete. You've done...
You're an amazing athlete. Yeah. You're a pro athlete, but then you hear all this negative stuff, like, who wants to listen? Who wants to watch the WNBA? And then I think that's so negative towards... It's degrading to be a woman athlete, like, female athlete, when people are saying you're not as important as men's sports.
Especially
in college, the sales tickets for men's is out of the water. And I think that's why people are like, men's sports is so much more important, because they sell more, like, they make the more money for the school. And so I feel like even in university,
universities, like,
even universities favor men's sports, I feel, over certain women's sports, just because they're making the money.
They definitely do it here. I know that women's basketball had an amazing season last year.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And the men's didn't do as well, but the women's were still better, and people still came to the men's over the women's games.
Really?
Just because it was earlier in the day and it was more convenient to go later.
No, I feel, for sure. And, like, that's definitely, I remember that for sure. That was definitely a case. I had some friends in the women's basketball team who definitely, like, made those, like, said those things. Like, I actually personally went to more women's games than men's games.
Yeah.
Just had more friends in the team. But, I mean, it's definitely the case. Like, men's sports have always become more popular. And I, in my opinion, I feel like of course, the monetary issue, like, is a thing. But, at a Division II school, it's not like, you know, DJ Duncan's over there bringing in, like, 40,000 fans. You know, I mean, we're just D2. And then it's not like those tickets are going out the door, selling out of games or anything. So, like, for that to happen, just kind of like, I feel like it's definitely more of a gender based thing. And the one reason I have behind that being a possibility is because people associate the male athletes, especially maybe not in a sport like soccer, but in a sport like basketball, as like they can go there and get more bang for their buck, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Like you can go to a game and see, you know, a giant human being just, you know, dunk a basketball or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, the only, it's happened like twice, and, you know, women's basketball, at least Leslie, then, you know, dunking on someone. And then it's just, it happens so rarely. And, you know, that kind of the case here, you kind of feel like people feel like they can come to more men's games because of the fact that, you know, they in their eyes, they're going to have more like bang for their buck because, hey, like these men's play, the men at male athletes can do more than the female athletes. Not saying that that's true at all.
Yeah.
But just because, like, do you think that's definitely a factor into it?
I think female athletes are getting sold short, especially in the U.S. because women's sports for the Olympics, women's sports started in the United States way earlier. We allowed women to compete in sports way earlier than other countries, and that's why the United States is dominating.
We're progressive. Like, we were the more progressive ones in terms of in that aspect. We were the progressive country. Yeah.
Exactly. And then I think when we watch the Olympics and we see that all of our women's sports are doing so well, but still the focus is on the men, I feel like.
No, yeah, you're 1,000% right. Mm-hmm. No, that's definitely, the only time I ever saw a WNBA game, or not WNBA, I'm sorry, women's basketball in the Olympics, maybe like a replay on like ESPN late night highlights or something, or maybe like a Twitter feed or, even like that, it was usually like a joke tweet. Like,
yeah.
On one of the fast breaks I saw, the member of the WNBA team had her, like, just a wide open lane, no one's guarding her. And usually in, you know, a men's game, the guy's going to do a windmill dunk or a reverse dunk. So she goes up there and does a spinning layup. And she just spun around, did a little layup. And people make these comments like, hey, like, can't wait for the WNBA layup contest, like compared to the slam dunk contest. And like, but it's
she got the point. She did, like, she got the basket.
I know, she did a little spin, got the basket. And like, I mean, it's funny because you look at it, it's like, oh, we got the funny tweet. But it's like, it means it goes so much deeper because that's the type of stuff. Like, yeah, the only time I'm going to see the women's basketball is when like someone's making like a joke tweet about one of the players. Like, and by the way, their point margin of winning a victory was far greater than the men's. I'm this past Olympics. I saw games. I mean, I saw at the end of scores of the games where they would have won like 82 to like 25 or something outrageous. Like, this summer, where they were just dominating the female athletes. And the men's team this year gave America a huge. They were losing games, but like, they were not losing at all. But they were winning games, but like only 3 points or only 10 points. And then for men's basketball, that's so uncharacteristic. Like, and it's one of those things where, like, hey, we got the women's basketball just dominating, making like every other country, you know, bow down to them.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it was just, and then the only time we see them is like on a joke tweet online.
Yeah, I also think it's just interesting how like we as fans expect the female athletes to dunk. Like, we shouldn't, like, men and women, like, we're equal as humans, yeah, but we're different. Very physically different. And I noticed that when I was a senior in high school, I had the opportunity to manage a boys volleyball team, and boys volleyball versus girls volleyball is completely different. Like,
no, I bet.
Girls volleyball, it's more about technique, strategy, placement. Guys, they just try to smash at each other. It's a completely
two different approaches to the game.
Exactly. And expect different things from different different genders.
Yeah, we shouldn't compare the two and say, like, hey, why isn't, you know,
why isn't the female dunking, like, on
why
this?
Why isn't she jumping?
Why didn't
over
she have
someone?
A 4 foot vertical? Yeah. Why isn't she dunking over that guy? Like, we can't expect that. We have to, like, look at the different strategy of the game and look at how they're coming at it and appreciate that mindset, because that they work just as hard to get there
get
that technique.
No, you're completely right.
And it's a different, but it's good.
I appreciate it. And I really appreciate you two coming on and just talking about this issue. I know it's, you know, women's equality. It's a big issue. It's something to take professionally. And I appreciate you two coming on.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you for having us.
And I think you two have something to say about this week's game, right?
Oh, yeah. We got two games this weekend. We got one on Friday at 7.
And we also have one on Saturday at 4 versus Cal Baptist.
Ooh,
so come out and support.
We're number one in the conference.
As of now, we are one in the conference.
We're number one in the conference.
When was the last time that happened?
You know what? Now, this is the first time.
This is the time when we're number one.
So this Friday, it is a blackout. So wear black.
Everyone wear black on Friday, 7 o'clock.
Blackout or get out, all right?
Yeah, black.
We're going to be playing Irvine. Be blacked.
Be blacked. Be black. Get blacked. Be blacked out.
Exactly.
Right? Get blacked out or get out.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Captain Quality slogan.
I want to see you all there screaming your heads off. All
right, guys. Support my girls, DJ Gaines and DJ Beefcake, at their game. I'm not going to use any names, but we got DJ Beefcake number 11.
Right? Short stack number 3.
Short stack number
3. I got short stack DJ Gaines, but not too short. I mean, she's been working out. You should see your gains. number 3.
Protein.
C4. Meat plates.
Meat plates.
They're gonna be at this weekend's games. I'll be there. You guys can come see how to Captain Quality, take a picture with them, what have you.
Tune into Penguin Radio as well. They'll be broadcasting live.
Yeah, they do a great broadcast, so make sure you tune in.
Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. We're gonna take another quick fiver just for a hot second. Thank you again to DJ Gaines and DJ Beefcake. Have a splendid evening, and we'll be back shortly. Hello, 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 and welcome back to My Two Cents with your host, Captain Quality, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And our last and final topic I want to get to the night, and we might just, if we have some time, jump into some fantasy football stuff. But our last big topic I want to talk about tonight is In-N-Out, and not just In-N-Out in general. But I was checking online tonight, going through my Facebook feed, you know, Twitter sphere, and I peek on, and I see this, you know, In-N-Out pops up. I'm like, man, what's wrong with In-N-Out? It's a big thing here, and so I'm from SoCal especially. It's a huge deal down there. Very popular burger franchise in, you know, California and the West Coast in general. And I see this article, and it says thousands of people, like over 20,000, are petitioned to have In-N-Out serve a turkey burger, and it's, like, bringing up a lot of outrage and, you know, and among, you know, In-N-Out lovers and just food lovers in general and just people for rights and whatnot. And I want to discuss, you know, the do's and don'ts and wrongs versus rights in the scenario. Like, do people have a right just to petition for In-N-Out, and the restaurant's called In-N-Out Burger, to have this, you know, to make them serve a veggie burger? Like, we want In-N-Out to serve more vegan and vegetarian-friendly foods. Like, there's not enough on there. And it's just stirring up a lot of controversy, especially among the meat lovers of social media, just because they feel like, hey, like, that makes zero sense. So right now, we still have DJ Gaines and DJ Beefcake because they are so stoked about the subject. And we have burger enthusiast and very talented fry cook with me, Alex Gosco, number 25, the Dominican University men's lacrosse team.
Hey,
Alex,
guys.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'd love to hear it. So you three just have been really, you've been buffed really quick on the In-N-Out debacle, In-N-Out scenario, and how these people are saying, hey, it's not fair that they don't have a veggie burger option or turkey burger option or what have you on the menu. And then what's kind of like your, how do you view that as? Like, what's, Alex, you can go speaking on that one first.
All right. It's a burger place. I don't think we should be having veggie burgers there. I don't even like veggies on my burgers. Why are we changing it to like turkey or veggie burgers? That's what I want to know.
It's like, I have nothing against, you know, the healthy, if someone was saying, if the argument was, hey, a healthier alternative, even then it's still like, hey, like they made their, like people have said, hey, like other fast food places, you know, like a McDonald's or a Burger King, I've made like vegetarian option type meals. And like they say, why can't In-N-Out do that? But In-N-Out's a different kind of fast food. I mean, not that all fast food's good, but In-N-Out's definitely, it's scientifically shown that In-N-Out's a more like organic, healthier version of fast food as opposed to, you know, a McDonald's or Burger King type option. Not saying that either one of them is fantastic for you, but definitely if you're gonna have one or the other, you go In-N-Out. And I feel like that's the reason why they've kept their menu so small and haven't really just made any changes, because it's easy to make changes when you your food's not even, it's not even real food half the time over at a bigger fast food franchise, so to speak.
When was the last time they actually did make a change at In-N-Out? Like, exactly, it has been the same menu forever.
Since 1948, they've had, you know, burgers, milkshakes, and fries, and really the same not much menu. Else. And like now you can, you can make it animal style with, you know, the secret sauce and the cheese and all that. Or you can make it protein style, where, you know, they take away like the bun and just put
lettuce. That's just for the seasoned pros, you know, the people who go there often.
Exactly,
that's
so
not
it's,
on
it's,
the
exactly.
Menu.
It's like a secret,
secret
menu.
Menu.
Like a secret menu.
Menu.
No, of course, that's right. And like, it's like, it's not even on the menu. Like, on the menu, they have got like what, like the cheeseburger, like the double double, the hamburger, and like, you know, fries, and they submit like three milkshakes, and there's that. That's kind of what keeps them going. So like, do you kind of think it's kind of like absurd for people to say, hey, like, why isn't it's messed up that you guys don't have like a vegetarian option?
They do have a vegetarian option, actually. Like, you can get a grilled cheese.
Just get a piece of lettuce, call it a day.
Ooh, grilled cheese
protein
with
style,
lettuce.
Hold the meat.
Style, hold the meat. Hold the protein.
With no meat, no cheese,
protein style,
just
hold,
the lettuce.
Protein
thank you,
style,
have a good
hold
day.
The protein. I love it.
Hold the protein.
Hold the protein.
Yeah, if you're a vegan or vegetarian, why the hell are you going there anyway?
Exactly, that was brought up a lot on the social media, like the forums and chats. It's like, hey, like, why, what's the vegetarian doing in a place called In-N-Out Hamburger? And
there's like, so many other options.
And I guess it's for like one of the scenarios where like, hey, you're with a bunch of your friends. Like, say like the four of us go out. We have one more friend with us who's vegan or vegetarian, and we all say, let's go In-N-Out. Like, we're hungry. It's late at night. It's open, and you know they've got to sit there and eat like, you know, two orders of fries to fill up and a milkshake while we can, you know, have the burger. Although those of us who eat meat have a burger, protein burger, double-double, what have you. And I think that's the only situation where I could see that argument even kind of hold up. Even then, it's like, sorry, you got to fill up. Like, it sucks. But, like, you can't, like, I mean, they're getting tens of thousands of petition people to sign this petition to make In-N-Out serve something.
Well, first of all, they're not going there completely starving. They can get fries. It's not like they're going there to, like,
and
just
the fries
sit there.
Are really good,
fries
by the way.
Fries are fantastic.
The fries are really good.
And don't tell them short. They're fantastic.
Milkshakes are fantastic
milkshakes
as well.
Milkshakes, also fantastic. But I don't go to a vegan place and be like, why isn't there a hamburger here? Like, this is a vegan place.
Actually,
I know what I'm coming
that was,
into.
That was one of the two examples brought up, actually. Like, why the people, like, a meat
yeah.
lover, not even a meat lover, just someone who enjoys, like, a food with, made of meat, like a mm-hmm. hamburger or a hot dog or sandwich or something. Walking, they're not going to walk into, like, a historically or a generally, like, vegetarian, vegan store and mm-hmm. say, hey, like, you guys don't have meat-friendly options
like, what
here.
What the heck?
Like, what the hell? Like, it's like, I want a burger. It's like, oh, we have turkey burgers. Well, I want a burger made of beef. It's like, well, we don't have that. And, like, mm-hmm. no one's petitioning, you know, to have Earth Cafe, you know, maybe
exactly.
you know, hamburgers.
The majority of the world's not going to want to go to a vegan place. They're going to want to go to get a hamburger. Like, that's America. America is a hamburger. So, like, we want to go.
And In-N-Out's been so popular.
Exactly.
Like, of course, it's a West Coast, very California-based chains, a couple. And other, I think Arizona and Nevada's got a few in there. Mm-hmm. Texas has, like, one or two. And, I mean, are there any other states on the West Coast that have any?
I think Idaho.
Does Idaho have any?
Yeah.
No,
no, none in Idaho.
One in Boise, pretty sure.
No, there's
Boise?
None.
So we have two Idaho natives in the house, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We do have two.
Believe it or not.
Coeur d'Alene, actually.
Both from Coeur d'Alene?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yep.
So the believe it or not, as funny as it is, we have two Idaho. I'm the only California native. Idaho's.
I love potatoes.
They are the hoes.
Yeah, we have. I have to say, being from this potato state, In-N-Out French fries are high quality, grade.
High quality.
Those are some amazing
like
potatoes
quality,
they
yeah.
use over
they,
there.
They get them from Idaho.
Yes. Shout out Idaho.
Shouts out.
No, it's cool.
Shouts
so like,
out.
There's no In-N-Outs Idaho. There. So, classic beefcake.
Thank you.
Beef. No, but
where's the beef?
Where's
at
the beef?
In-N-Out. Yes.
Oh my God.
Sorry, vegans.
Exactly. We should submit that as like a headline.
Where's
like
the beef?
Article.
Yeah, I'm just gonna change my whole show
whole
to
show
meat platters.
Meat
all about meat.
No, Stu would get a kick out of that big time, in a big way. No, I mean you see it like all these petitioners. Like, I honestly, I can't see what the petition is gonna do at all. You can sign a paper as much as you want, but like, you know, as, like the example said, you don't go to a vegan restaurant. One of my examples I thought was just kind of funny was like. A guy goes, you don't see me going to like a P.F. Chang's restaurant, you know, ordering taquitos.
Taquitos.
Like, you know, he's like going to the waitress and saying, yo, like, you know, like, ni hao, I want taquitos. Like,
I got those too.
No, this it's not a problem. That's messed up. But
In-N-Out is just such a staple. I know it's not just an eating place. It's also like a social experience. Like, you go there, especially like after like parties or stuff.
But
I know that
three,
I used to
you
go
three,
out there.
Okay, okay. You, Arizona.
Arizona, okay. We would always go
so
there after
the,
parties.
You guys had the In-N-Outs for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You two being Idaho natives, trying the In-N-Out, of course, it being not until you came out here to Santa Fe, you didn't have the option to go to In-N-Out. I mean, me being from SoCal, there's an In-N-Out, I mean, all over the place. So for that, for you guys, does that experience factor hold up with you?
Yeah, well, I actually went to high school here, so we were going to In-N-Out after every game.
Exactly,
yeah.
You went to In-N-Out, you went to In-N-Out all the time. Thing, yeah, like, it was, and then, of course, I mean, DJ Gaines, you did not go to high school.
I did not go to high school in California, so it's interesting because
so was this the first time you tried In-N-Out?
No, my dad lives in SoCal, but...
Okay, right on, okay.
But the whole experience for back home, we would just go to a McDonald's or something, and that's obviously not the same.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you go in, it's very depressing.
Different vibes.
And
different vibes.
Also, you'd rather sit in an In-N-Out than you would a McDonald's.
I wouldn't.
Like, I'd rather sit and enjoy a burger in In-N-Out than enjoy the same burger
in McDonald's.
It's also the social
thing. I'm at McDonald's. Like, if I was, for some reason, I'm at a McDonald's, and a car drives by with my friends in it, and they see me in there. I'd rather have them see me at the In-N-Out than at McDonald's. Because exactly. Of a social status, it's like, oh, I don't want to.
You're so right.
No, it's just like, it's
who goes to McDonald's?
Who actually goes into McDonald's and eats? I can't remember the last time I ate a meal inside McDonald's.
I think that's why they've been doing so much
Well, that's uncomfortable.
Well, yeah,
I know people.
But also, you'd run into your friends at In-N-Out. I can't remember. I ran into someone at Burger King.
I can't remember the last time I sat down in a Burger King or McDonald's.
Because you almost feel embarrassed to go to these places, so you drive through only.
But In-N-Out's cool.
But In-N-Out, you want to sit in In-N-Out. Like, that place is amazing.
So let me ask you something though. Have you guys ever tried, you know, a veggie or turkey burger?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, of course, people make the argument that like a turkey burger is a healthier alternative in terms of, you know, cholesterol. And, you know, the factors in the high blood pressure. Not that it's going to make a big difference if you're eating that many turkey burgers or that many cheeseburgers. Like, that's the only way I feel like it would make a difference is if you're eating them all the time. But, like, if In-N-Out were to get this, you know, veggie burger, turkey burger, like, what's your kind of call on that? Do you think that would really be beneficial to it at all?
I mean, they're probably not going to sell as many turkey burgers as they're going to buy.
Exactly. Like, people are saying, like, people are like, oh, like, from an economic standpoint, it makes sense because they'll get more customers. I'm like, do you think In-N-Out's going to go all out in making their burgers or their turkey burgers? Like,
In-N-Out is also privately owned, so they can do
whatever. Exactly.
They
want. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, people are signing these petitions. You would have to.
It's not even a chain. It's all owned by.
No,
family.
Of course.
Exactly. So,
but like, even if they made this petition, like, they would have to boycott In-N-Out and get actual customers of In-N-Out to boycott In-N-Out, which is not going to happen. Like, the actual customers of In-N-Out are the one there for the burger. They're not going there, you know, to stock up on fries or grilled cheeses.
And I would also doubt that how good can this veggie burger be?
Exactly.
Since we have been making this beef burger so long and
they've been doing
it
the same way.
They've
done it for years.
How could we make such a good beef?
Years.
Like, how could you just change that so fast and actually expect it to be something amazing as what we have now?
Exactly. I feel like that's one of the points that was brought up a lot in the whole In-N-Out just debacle. But I mean, I'm glad I have a big a diverse group of you three to come look at it, just because it's definitely a subject that I kind of caught my eye, and it definitely pertains to everyone out here. You know, we got to live in a California area, West Coast. Like, it's In-N-Out. There's In-N-Out. It's everywhere. And it's like, I'm not going to stop going because they don't serve a turkey burger. You know, that's just, it's not.
I will always be their biggest fan.
Me too. Just because of their fries.
DJ Beefcake.
DJ Beefcake loves her beef.
That's what it's, yeah. DJ
Beefcake.
Where's the beef?
In-N-Out.
DJ Gaines also gets her gains from In-N-Out.
That is how I get my gains. It's my secret. I can't believe Captain Quality just leaked that
Uh-oh,
information.
Whoops.
It was very confidential, but DJ Gaines gets her gains from In-N-Out.
So In-N-Out,
sponsored.
Yeah. Sponsored. She's actually sponsored In-N-Out. In-N-Out. Every time she mentions In-N-Out on the radio, she gets a free fry.
A free fry?
Vegan.
Free fry.
That's
thoughts
vegan.
On the chili cheese fries?
I haven't tried those In-N-Out yet.
What are they called? Protein animal
no,
style
animal
fries?
No, animal style fries.
I'm
sorry,
it's not chili cheese.
That's not chili
well,
cheese at all.
That's what I called
all.
Them last
they
time when they gave me
money.
Just cheese on fries. I was like, no, I don't want that. I want the other stuff on it.
Those are animal style.
Yeah, I'm a fake fan. Sorry, guys.
No, I've had animal style probably once.
Animal style is amazing
all
the every
way.
Time.
I hear it is.
Side note, if you get it to go, they load it up way more and it's in a much
really?
Box.
So like
yeah.
Just kind of hintity hint
and
hints for your
they also give you a fork that you're not supposed to use.
Yeah. You
the
need
pros,
the fork.
No.
You
no, wait, the pros use
no,
the fork or pros use your hands?
Pros use your hands with the animal
pros
style.
Pros definitely use forks so you can shovel more
eggs.
This is coming from DJ Gaines. If you want extra gains, you use that fork and you shovel as many fries into your mouth.
I love it.
You shouldn't even be chewing. You should be inhaling your food.
Like a suction, if you will.
Yeah. That's why I use hands.
If you're not inhaling, then you're not doing it right.
You don't have mouths on
it
your
applies
hands.
To a lot of stuff, too, actually, yeah. Classic Captain
all
Quality.
Right.
Okay. Classic Beefcake.
Classic
cake.
Beef.
Classic Beefcake and DJ Gaines. All right, I appreciate you three coming on. Any last-minute shout-outs you want to give out before?
Shout-out to the volleyball game.
Volleyball games, guys. 2 this weekend.
Friday at 7 and Saturday at 4
o'clock.
Friday's
o'clock.
A blackout.
Friday, guys.
As
Captain Quality used to say, get blacked out or get out, all right? That's going to be this Friday night, blackout volleyball game.
Yeah.
Any shout outs? Any shout outs?
Oh, for me?
He looks
me
so
Twitter.
Anxious. Go for it.
At OM Goskel. Lots of really live tweets on there. Probably going to come on the show again. Follow me.
Yeah, he's definitely come on. OM Goskel. Go for it. At OM Goskel. It's hysterical. Very play on words. Also follow at IK Even. Very popular
here's
volleyball player. I don't know her. I mean, she's not here personally. That was her number. I don't know whose number that was, but
602-911.
Is that the number?
Yep.
That's the number. Follow. That's how you follow at Kate Even. Two different people, though. Okay. So
You're the
I love
worst.
It. Shut up. No, it's funny. We've got a good back and forth. Me and Beefcake over here.
Mm-hmm.
Say Beefcake.
No.
Let's do it.
No.
Who gave you the name Beefcake? Yeah, I love it. She did it. Okay.
My good friend Captain Quality bestowed that name on me.
I did. It's really cool. Listen to her show, Where's the Beef?
Tuesdays, 3 to 4. DJ Gaines, Tuesdays, 2 to 3.
What's your show name?
Fresh Take.
I knew that.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to my first segment of My Two Cents with Captain Quality. You've been listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Have a splendid night. I've had a fantastic time. So just stay tuned for more for the rest of the semester because it only gets better from here. Have a nice night.